Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Ways and Means Committee. The clerk will note the roll, and there is a quorum, just a quorum, but we have a quorum. Thank you for all who have come. We have the minutes of the last meeting before us of February 13th. Any discussion to the minutes? Representative Poppy moves approval of the minutes. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. We have three bills before us today, and we'll start out with House File 434. Representative Fabian moves that House File 434 be referred to the General Register. Representative Fabian.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. And I also have the A2 amendment that I'd like to move at this time.
Okay. Representative Fabian moves the A2 amendment.
And the A2, Mr. Chair, simply affirms that this is a one-time appropriation. Otherwise, it would be in the base. So.
Any discussion of the A2 amendment? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The A2 amendment is adopted. Okay, Representative Fabian, do you want to present your bill, and then if you want your witness to make comments, we can certainly have him do that too.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the wetland replacement bill that we've tried to fast-track through the legislative process. The wetland bank credit areas are odd money, you might say. There's three different service areas, and what we're trying to do is to inject funding into this so that we can get those road projects going this spring when the construction season starts. And to go through more of this, I'd like to ask Mr. Carlson here to kind of walk you through some of the technical aspects, possibly, if you have any questions about that.
Okay, Mr. Carlson, welcome to the Committee on Ways and Means. Can you state your name for the record and give us your testimony?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Keith Carlson. I'm Executive Director of the Minnesota Intercounty Association, which supports this bill along with the Association of Minnesota Counties, the League of Minnesota Cities, the Minnesota County Engineers Association, and the Minnesota Association of Townships. Just very briefly, because of low funding of the agency request for at least the past four bienniums, Bowser, which administers the local road wetlands replacement program that was enacted back in 1996, gave notice in November, effective on December 1st, that they would no longer honor the state's legal obligation to provide wetland replacement credits for those safety and design improvements to existing roadways that happen to impact wetlands. As a consequence, those approximately 60 counties contained in wetland bank service areas 4, 6, 7, and 9, which is the eastern and western edge of the state, and all the counties along the Minnesota River and the Mississippi south, basically south, leading into the metro area, wouldn't be on their own in coming up with these wetland replacement credits. Because the notice was received after we had set our maximum levy in September, we had no option to come up with funds to replace the lack of the state funding, other to engage in a rob Peter to pay Paul type situation. This bill gives us temporary relief on both the regulatory basis and providing temporary cash to the agency to go out on the open market and purchase wetland credits from private wetland bank operators to meet the state's obligation under the current law. That, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Fabian, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I'm just, the amount is $5 million, and we are syncing up with some federal requirements. He talked about some relief from that, but we cannot be below the federal requirements, and that is also temporary.
Okay. Representative Guinness.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When we had the testimony in committee, and the testimony now, is that we are in a pretty dire straits, and that we needed this money right now, and I got that. But now that I see the and it's a one-time appropriation, I get that. But why is it available until June 30th, 2019? I thought it was going to be used up all this spring.
Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll defer to Mr. Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, the agency is just frankly looking for flexibility to get through this period. How they would, in my discussions with them, how they would propose to administer this is in those wetland bank service areas where they continue to have available wetlands credits, they will provide those credits from those existing wetland banks. In the other areas, they will use this money to purchase credits on the open market from the private wetland banks areas. It may extend beyond this initial year because, as I think most of the committee knows, there's also a $10 million bonding request to help the agency recapitalize these banks and get them to the point that they're operational in all bank service areas. That will take at least 3 years. And so this language provides the flexibility to allow them, if it's possible to extend out this $5 million over more than the immediate year, to do that until those new wetlands banks are up and operating.
Representative Venus.
But isn't this like how it just surprises me that this is so long when I kept hearing how desperate we were for money and that it would be all eaten up. And I the bonding is correct. I think we should do the bonding. It's not that. But the date surprised me a lot.
Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think the main thing here, Representative Wagenius, is that we're just trying to create some flexibility just in case. I mean, we all like to make sure that we get everything, our ducks in a row and so forth, but in the event that it isn't used up, say that the date was set for this September or something, we want to make sure that the dollars get used.
And maybe Mr. Carlson said this, but isn't part of it also the case that with the bonding money, we can only use public wetland banks, whereas with the cash, we have the flexibility to use private wetland banks. And so the combination of the two together, it might be advantageous to stretch the $5 million out a little bit more if you've got the bonding money available come May. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's accurate. The agency has a Attorney General's opinion that they cannot use bonding dollars to purchase existing credits. They must construct from new or from starting with zero, essentially, with regards to recreating their wetlands bank service areas or their wetlands banks.
Okay. Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I actually, Representative Wagenius covered part of it, but I was left with the impression that this $5 million was needed virtually immediately, which then puts in play, as far as my follow-up question is, with the $10 million, because I understand from the get-go and the governor had $15 million, what the timelines were there on when the bonding dollars are needed. Because I thought we were in more of an emergency situation than what the timeline you just shared with Representative Wagenius would seem to indicate.
Mr. Carlson?
That would be a Mr. Carlson, I think.
Mr. Carlson?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, we are in an emergency situation. All the affected township, city, and county road projects that were anticipating receipt of these credits are effectively on hold right now. So they are not doing their final bids. They're not awarding those bids. They're not doing their final right-of-way acquisition. They're not doing the final permits. Once this money becomes available and Bowser can effectively honor the state's legal obligation, then they can go forward with those projects. There's no explicit determination that $5 million will just buy us through to 2018, but the assumption is the vast bulk of that money will be used up this year. Again, the issue with the bonding is they have to basically purchase raw land. They have to construct it, the basin. They have to revegetate it. And then at some point where it is functioning as a wetland, which is basically 3 to 7 years, then it starts generating credits. So the combination of these, this $5 million, if it extends out over a longer period than the, just the immediate fiscal year or 15 months, will give them some flexibility along with this regulatory change.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Carlson, and you've described the immediate need. Let me ask the question a little bit differently then. When do you begin to need the bonding dollars?
Mr. Carlson.
Chairman, Representative Carlson, we need it immediately or at the very least by the end of this session because the long timelines between when the agency receives the dollars, when they can get out in the field and actually begin construction and then do the revegetation, and when it becomes what they term functioning, both they and the federal government. It takes a minimum of 3 years, and for an entire wetlands bank to generate credits across all the acreage that's construction, it can take up to 7 years.
And Mr. Chairman, that gets at the gist of my question then, because it appeared to me coming into the meeting, and it still does, that there's a real need the first year of the biennium then for bonding dollars as well. I think that's what Mr. Carlson was just saying. The $5 million helps with the emergency situation, but we still have a huge need for the bonding dollars. And that kind of puts on the table, and I guess last biennium I was kind of last year, the squeaky wheel about bonding bill. But it does show, again, that there's a need for a bonding bill this year, and probably earlier rather than later in the session is what I'm reading with this testimony, and of course there are other projects as well. I don't know if Mr. Erdahl wants, or Representative Erdahl wants to comment, I know the Senate is expressing some interest in a bonding bill, but it does have to start here.
Representative Carlson, there is another bill. In fact, I think it's a bonding bill coming up just a little later today.
I'm on the Capital Investment Committee, and I know the purpose of that bill that's coming up later. It's maybe one that we could go for a drive with, let me put it that way, but we sometimes use the word vehicle. But at any rate, let me ask you this question. Is there any feeling for what the Senate may do when this bill goes over, being that there's a $10 million need immediately?
Well, I have communicated with Senator Rosen, and she has not talked about, to me at least, adding any sort of $10 million appropriation on top of it. I think from what I'm hearing, the $5 million, and from what I understood, the $5 million in cash was enough for us to deal with the emergency that we had this spring in terms of counties wanting to get their bids up. I think, though, that we do need to have additional money, and $10 million is the number I've heard that will be needed in relatively short order, although not immediately.
And Mr. Chairman, I think that I don't want to speak for Mr. Carlson, but I think that's what I read into his testimony, that the need is there for the bonding request to be met this year. And he's shaking his head yes, so thank you.
Any other questions? Any other last comments, Representative Fabian?
No, Mr. Chair, no, thank you, and I appreciate you hearing the bill and understanding the urgency of this, and I appreciate everyone's support. Thank you.
All right, seeing no further questions, Representative Fabian renews his motion that House File 434, as amended, be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. House File 434, as amended, is referred to the General Register. Let's have Representative Smith come forward then with House File 22.
Thank you.
Chair will move that House File 22 be referred to the General Register. And Representative Smith, welcome back to the Committee on Ways and Means. We haven't had, you're our first repeat member, I think, with two bills. So we're happy to have you here.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate that distinction. Thank you.
Go ahead and present your bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 22, reporting requirement exemption for revocable trusts. If you have farmland in the state of Minnesota and you place that farmland in a revocable trust, you're subject to an annual reporting requirement that costs $15, takes a few hours to fill out, and it serves no legal purpose. It's unnecessary. If that farmland's in an LLC or other type of business structure, there is a purpose for it, but this is not necessary. So this bill eliminates that requirement, and we're before your committee, Mr. Chair, because there is a reduction of revenue to the department, and you can see in the fiscal note, it shows a $54,000 reduction in revenue because there will be roughly 3,600 less reports every year. The department has stated that there is no immediate concern to the, due to the ability of the program to meet the costs. Mr. Chair, in the paragraph above that under the assumptions, this program costs the program $119,000. So there's still sufficient revenue within the program from the other types of entities that need to require the report or file the report, thus that that statement that there's no financial concern. And I believe the department is available to testify to that if the chair would like.
And Representative Smith, this is money from the Agriculture Fund and not the General Fund. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Representative Smith? Seeing no questions, the chair will renew his motion that House File 22 be referred to the General Register. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. House File 22 is referred to the General Register. Thank you, Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, thank you.
And third on the agenda, we have House File 575. Representative Ertl, do you want to take it from where you are, or do you want to go up to the stand? All right. Representative Ertl moves that House File 575 be referred to the General Register. Representative Ertl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a really a fine piece of legislation. We all know the significance of the Lanesboro Dam. Many of us have visited it frequently. And as I recall, last mining trip, they had the best treats there for us. Snacks were great. So, Lanesboro Dam leaks. It needs help. It was in the bonding bill that almost passed last time. And it should be probably the one of the prime features in the, of the bonding bill that's yet to come. And so, as indicated earlier by Representative Carlson, no real secret that this provides a vehicle bill for a potential bonding bill.
Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question, and I have to say that I understand the role of vehicle bills, and I've had a number of them myself. Often they're not used. I do remember using one time that was... Representative Carlson, I would guess you have enough vehicle bills to fill a used car lot.
I probably did at some point.
But at any rate, you know, I do have a very serious question in the sense that, you know, I would hope if this is a vehicle bill that it is not used in the end as a way to ultimately bypass your committee. I mean, I think it's important that the Capital Investment Committee be fully engaged in the process of putting together a bonding bill, and I've indicated earlier, hopefully this year and earlier rather than later, but I do understand the role of a vehicle bill, but let's hope that we do utilize the Capital Investment Committee, and I assume as chair you'd like to do that. I'll just stop there, Mr. Chairman. If you want us to respond, that's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Carlson. As I've said, I expect the bonding bill will be done. I want to see a bonding bill done this year, and I would expect that it will follow the process of going through our committee and being constructed by our committee.
Any other questions for Representative Erdahl? Seeing no questions, Representative Erdahl renews his motion that House File 575 be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. House File 575 is referred to the General Register. And the members, I don't think we have any other business to come before the committee today. We will have a meeting on Monday. We don't have the formal topic scheduled yet. There will probably be an overview of some legislative subject as opposed to bill action of some kind, unless we see something come through, you know, in the next day. But watch your schedule and plan to see you on Monday. With that, meeting adjourned.